ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपः कुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, chapter number 19, entitled The Island of Jambudvipa, text number 20. This is a verse in the prose form, so I will just read once and then we will repeat the word-to-word meanings. योऽसौ भगवती सर्वभूतात्मनि अनात्मन्ये निरुक्ते निलयने परम परमात्मनि वासुदेवे अनन्यनिमित्तभक्तियोगलक्षणो नानागतिनिमित्ताविद्याग्रन्थिरन्धनद्वारेण यदा हि महापुरुष पुरुष प्रसंगः। सो प्लीज रिपीट वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग्स विथ मी। यह एनीवन हु असौ दैट भगवती अन टू द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड सर्वभूत आत्मनि द सुपर सोल ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज अनात्मे हैविंग नो अटैचमेंट निरुक्ते हु इज बियॉन्ड द माइंड एंड स्पीच अनिलयने नॉट डिपेंडेंट ऑन एनीथिंग एल्स परमात्मनि अंटू द सुप्रीम सोल वासुदेवे लॉर्ड वासुदेव द सन ऑफ वसुदेव अनन्य विदाउट एनी अदर निमित्त कॉज भक्ति योग लक्षण हैविंग सिम्टम्स ऑफ योर डिवोशनल सर्विस नाना गति ऑफ वेरिड डेस्टिनेशंस निमित्त द कॉज अविद्या ग्रंथि द बॉन्डेज ऑफ इग्नोरेंस रंधन ऑफ कटिंग द्वारेन बाय मीन्स यदा व्हेन ही इंडीड महापुरुषम of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purusha with the devotee, Prasangaha, an intimate relationship. Translation and purport by Abhay Charan Arvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Translation. After many, many births, when the results of one's five activities mature, one gets an opportunity to associate with pure devotees. Then one is able to cut the knot of bondage to ignorance, which bound him because of varied fruitive activities. As a result of associating with devotees, one gradually renders service to the Lord Vasudeva. who is transcendental, free from attachment to the material world, beyond the mind and words, and independent of everything else. That bhakti yoga, devotional service to Lord Vasudeva, is the real path of liberation. Purport. Brahman realization is the beginning of liberation, and Paramatma realization is still further advancement toward the realm of liberation. But one achieves real liberation when he understands his position as an eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mukti hitvanyata rupam swarupena vyavasthitihi. In the material world, in the bodily concept of life, everyone is working in the wrong direction. When one becomes Brahma Bhuta, spiritually realized, one understands that he is not the body and that working in the bodily concept of life is useless and misdirected. Then his devotional service begins. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, 18.54, Brahma Bhuta prasannatma nasochati nakangshati samaha sarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labate param. One who is thus transcendentally situated realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments or desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. Devotional service is actually liberation. When one is attracted by the beauty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his mind is always engaged at the Lord's lotus feet, he is no longer interested in subjects that do not help in self-realization. In other words, he loses all attraction for material activities. In the Taittiriya Upanishad 2.7, it is said, Yeshahi evanandhayati yadahi evaishate tasmin nadrishyenatme nirukte nilayane bhayam pratishtam vindate taso bhayam gato bhavati. A living entity becomes established in spiritual blissful life when he fully understands that his happiness depends on spiritual self-realization, which is the basic principle of ananda, bliss. And when he is eternally situated in the service of the Lord, who has no other Lord above him. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Nilitam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Stapitam Mena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamsha Namaha Vam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Krupasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Asadu Sadu Dainati Nicho Chataraka. ஆனமுஞ்ச கதாச்சின் மாம் பிரேம்நாத்மன் ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. ஸோ ஐ சீக் த பிளெஸிங்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் த டிவோட்டீஸ் ஹியர் ஸோ தேட் வி கேன் ட்ரை டு க்ளோரிஃபை த லார்ட் ஃபார் மை ஓன் பியூரிஃபிகேஷன். டுடே இன் திஸ் வர்ஸ் யூனோ the glories of association with the devotee is mentioned. The translation is, after many births, when the results of one's pious activities mature, one gets an opportunity to associate with pure devotees. Then one is able to cut the knot of bondage to ignorance which bound him because of varied fruitive activities. As a result of associating with devotees, one gradually renders service to the Lord Vasudeva, who is transcendental, free from attachment to the material world, beyond the mind and the words, and independent of everything else. That bhakti yoga, devotional service to Lord Vasudeva, is the real path of liberation. So, the path of liberation, the devotional service, it begins with the association of devotees. Now we all have experience in our lives. You know, nobody of us, we plan to, you know, render devotional service to Lord Krishna or Srimati Radharani or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is because of the intervention of some causeless mercy of the devotees in our lives that, you know, we are here what we are today. You know? That is why association is very important. You know, in Hindi there is a saying, jaise sang vaise rang. Jaise hum sang karte vaise hum ban jate hain. So, therefore, in life, we have to choose the association very carefully. Once there was a king, you know, king had very much love for his citizens, you know, all the living beings, everybody. And, you know, when king is in quarters, one monkey used to come, you know, in his window. So, what he did, he used to every day, you know, feed some bananas to that monkey. So it became very friendly with the king. And the king, you know, started doing everything. Every day he used to give banana like that. The relationship continued. And one day, because of some, you know, varied engagements, the king, you know, he could not get full rest in the night. And in the after his lunch, he came into his room to take some rest, and you know, at that time a monkey came. That monkey came, his friend, and he said, then the king requested the monkey, he gave him banana and he told, see, yesterday night I did not had my complete rest, so I want to take some, you know, rest now. You please keep away, you know, nobody should disturb me, you should keep away everything. Well, then the monkey obliged, and you know, the king went to rest. And in the meantime, what happened? Fly came. And the fly, you know, it started flying everywhere. It started making noise. And this monkey, it took the sword of the king. It chased after that, you know, fly. Now the monkey is going like this, and the, you know, fly used to fly in some other direction, and it's chasing. And finally, that fly landed on the nose of this king. And then, you know, we know what happened. We don't know whether the king is alive or dead now. So that is why the association is very, very, very crucial in our life, with whom we associate. So that is why, you know, durlabho manusho janma, देहो देही नाम क्षणभंगुर. दिस गेटिंग ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ इटसेल्फ इज सो रेयर यू नो इन यू इन ईच यू नो स्पीसीज यू नो लाइक 80 lakh स्पीसीज वी टेक यू नो हंड्रेड्स एंड हंड्रेड्स एंड थाउजेंड्स एंड क्रोर्स ऑफ यू नो लाइव्स इन ईच स्पीसीज एंड देन वी गेट द ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ. दैट इज वाई इट इज सेड दुर्लभो मानुषी देह and dehi naam kshanabhangura. Even after getting this human form of life, it is so rare, kshanabhangura. Any time we may lose this human form of life, you know. Sometimes many people think that, you know, once you know we come to the human form of life, then there is no degradation, but it has no, they wishfully think like that, but it has no proofs. We have proof in the Bhagavatam how, you know, when Bharat Maharaj was little bit attached to that deer, he has to get the again, no, two more births, lower births, to achieve liberation. So dehi naam kshana bangurah, we don't know when we will lose this opportunity of human life. So that is why tatrapi durlabham manne vaikuntha priya darshanam, you know, more rare than achieving the human form of life is, you know, achieving the association of those who are very dear to Lord of the Vaikuntha, Sri Krishna. Those who are dear to Krishna, that is Vaishnavas. Getting their association is very, very rare, you know. So we see practically in this world how, you know, how much percentage of people are getting the association of devotees, you know. Many times we may complain, you know, oh, this devotee is this devotee is like that. No, but we should know that it is very rare. This association of devotee is the only thing that which will lead us to, you know, Krishna, liberation. That is what we have to understand. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, Lord Chaitanya himself says to, you know, his teachings to Rupa Goswami. This comes in the Madhyalila 22nd chapter, I think. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kai, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hai. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kai. All the scriptures, the essence of all the scriptures is that everybody is emphasizing all the scriptures. What is that? Sadhu Sangha, association with the devotees of the Lord. Association. That is the essence of everything. Lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. If we associate with the devotees even for a fraction of a second, then we will achieve, you know, sarva siddhi. What is siddhi? What is siddhi? Actual liberation. What is actual liberation? It is said that, you know, Muktir hitvanyata rupam swarupena vyavasthitihi. To be situated in our original constitutional position, that is actual liberation. Swarupena vyavasthiti. Our original constitutional position is jivera swarupai krishnera nityadas. We are eternal servants of, you know, Lord Sri Hari. That is what is our constitutional position. And engaging in devotional service and the association of devotees is the epitome of it. So this association of the devotees, you know, how it gives siddhi. Now we see, you know, whole Bhagavatam is filled with the examples of, you know, how the association of devotees gives the supreme perfection in life. How devotees, they mercifully come across, you know, a conditioned souls, and they elevate them to pure Krishna consciousness. You know, whether you take it, you know, from the beginning of the first canto, Parikshit Maharaj. You know, Parikshit Maharaj had a question. You know, he was cursed to die in 7 days, and he had a question that he asked to the sages, you know, what a person should do, and especially a person who is very near to death, what he should do. And there was, lot of discussion. What should be done now? Only 7 days time is there. What should be done? What should be done? Then the Sukadeva Goswami arrived there. Mercifully he came at that place, and then he narrated Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. And hearing Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj, achieved, ultimate siddhi. That is, situated in the loving devotional service to Krishna. He achieved liberation. So similarly, we see whether it is Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, he asked his mother, where I will find the Supreme Lord? Then she told, sages and saints, great rishis, they go to the forest, they do tapasya in the forest. So you may get the Lord there in the forest. And Narada Muni mercifully again interrupted. Again he came and he gave the mantra. By receiving mantra from Narada Muni, Dhruva Maharaj achieved perfection within 6 months. So similarly we see, whether it is, Devabhuti and Kapila Dev. When devotees, they mercifully come across in our lives, we get liberation. There are like many examples we can say, taken from Bhagavatam. King Rahugana, Jadabharat, he came across, Jadabharat, and his life was transformed, from a very proud and arrogant king to a very humble devotee. Mahatpada Rajobhishekam, he says, without the, bathing ourselves with the, dust of the lotus feet from the devotees of the Lord, our life is not wasted. So many times what happened, because we are in the association of the devotees, and we deal with so many things in the world, we think similar with the devotees. We start taking that, for granted. Oh, this devotee is like this, this devotee is like this, this devotee is like this. Devotees, we should understand how rare they are, first of all. We are getting the association of the devotees in the human form of life. That is very rare. And those devotees themselves are very rare to get the association. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Manusyanam sahasresu kasyidyatati siddhaye itatamapi siddhanam kasyinmam vyati tatvataha. So we are getting the association of devotees who are very, 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 very rare. Out of millions of millions and millions of people, it is very rare, very hard to find one devotee who is properly situated in devotional service and who is proper situated in unalloyed consciousness, Krishna consciousness. And that association is offered by Srila Prabhupada to us. Srila Prabhupada many times he mentions that why this Krishna consciousness movement is been started. This Krishna consciousness movement, all our centers, all our temples are meant to give association of devotees to the people. Here it is said, Brahman realization, Paramatma realization, the beginning of liberation. But with all these, Brahman realization, Paramatma realization, everything, we can't get, Krishna Bhakti. Only through the association of devotees is the cause of devotional service and proper, liberation. Real liberation, that muktir hitva anyata rupam swarupena vyavasthitihi. We may, many people in the world nowadays, they are doing, attracted to the yoga and such things. Even by perfectly doing our headstand or anything, sirshasan, we can't get liberation. Srila Prabhupada once asked, nowadays, we are moving so fast, we have cars, Prabhupada asked, if somebody is traveling in a car and he meets with an accident, hope it doesn't happen, and they happen also. So if there is an accident, which pranayama or which yoga position you will do, you know, which nose pressing or kapalbhati or shirshasana or any, nothing will work. Only calling out to Krishna, you know, taking shelter of the, you know, Supreme Personality of God, that is what will work. No, this process of devotional service is taking shelter. You know, taking shelter means we are completely helpless. You know, Maharaj, when I was hearing Maharaj, you know, Maharaj was telling, you know, in during Second World War, you know, there these bomb shelters were made. You know, everybody has to go to those bomb shelters when there is a, you know, this siren goes off and the, you know, enemies, aeroplanes are coming to bomb your city. Everybody has to go under this bomb shelter. Everybody was taking shelter. Nowadays, this, you know, underground metros are there. Like that, subway stations will be there. And thousands and thousands of people will be crowded in the subway stations. You know, if you want to save your life, then you have to be, you know, crowded. You know, you have to go there. You know, oh, it is so uncomfortable, you know, there is no air, I can't breathe here. If you go up, then what happens? You know, will be bombed, you will die. So, many times it so happens, we become, sometimes, you know, devotees feel like, you know, very claustrophobic in the association of devotees. Because devotees mercifully, they push us, you know, to do some service, to correct us. No, it is not that they are finding fault with us. They are, you know, mercifully, you know, waking us up to the reality. You know, our reminding our duty, reminding our, you know, what is essential to our, you know, Krishna consciousness. But what we say, you know, we start finding faults. Oh, now I don't need the association of devotees. No, I can independently do devotional service. No, I can be little away. No, why they are so much, you know, troubling me? You know, I am in Krishna consciousness from so many years. You know, I am the senior devotee now. Like that we think. But, you know, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula Haya Sadhu Sangh. Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula Haya Sadhu Sangh. You know, the cause of devotional service, Krishna Bhakti, is Sadhu Sangh, association of the devotees. Not only that, it is not only the cause of devotional service, it's also Krishna Prema Janme Teho Puna Mukhyang. Even if we develop Krishna Prema, you know, even we become, you know, like, you know, very attached to Krishna, we have attraction for Krishna, we have become pure devotees, for example, then also here it is said that Krishna Prema Janme Teho Puna Mukhyanga. Still, the primary anga, primary limb of devotional service is what? Sadhu Sangha. Being in the association of the devotees. No, many times we have seen, you know, like, you know, Maharaj gives you an example of Srila Prabhupada's disciple who was in Vrindavan. You know, he used to chant every day 64 rounds, you know, sometimes more also. You know, all these things are maya, you know. He used to tell all devotees. Oh, because Prabhupada said, you know, give all these services because, you know, you cannot chant like me, you know, as many rounds I am chanting, you know, 64 rounds. That is why Prabhupada gave you all these services. I can chant 64 now, you know, no need to do all these things. Like that, the devotee was chanting 64 rounds. And you know, after some time, he was not seen in the association of the devotees. And finally, one time, no, devotees were going for a book distribution and they pulled into a gas station to fill the, you know, fill their car and then fuel their car. And they saw that this devotee was fueling in the fuel station. So then say, hey, Prabhu, what happened? Then he said, you know, I have chanted enough rounds, you know, for this lifetime. No, I'm done with. Like that, you know. Even, you know, that is not our case, but even if we, become completely Krishna consciousness. Krishna prema janme teho puna mukhya anga. Still, sadhu sangha is the main limb of devotional service. Because if we are in the association of the devotees, then we will be engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord. We will be engaged in preaching mission. That saves us from bad association. If we give up the association of the devotees, if we want to do independently, you know, devotional service, then mind, you know, we have always the association of this mind, you know, which will tell us, you know, which will, like, you know, start glorifying us. Now you are such a nice devotee. You need not have to get up at 4 o'clock. It's too cold. No, you can chant any time. You can chant a little later also. You know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came to give the holy names, he only chant Satra Arpita Niyamita Smaranena Kalaha. There is no time that you chant. You know, you not have to chant in the morning. You can chant little later, half an hour later, okay. You may not finish your round by 7 o'clock, but you can finish by 7:30. You know, this mind is the greatest non-devotee that we have with us, which will, you know, trick us to think that, you know, we have become very advanced. And if we hear our mind, if we don't hear the devotee's instructions in the association, then, you know, what happens? Then slowly, slowly, oh, today I'm finishing my rounds by 7:30. Tomorrow 8 o'clock, and no, gradually it will come to nice 12:30, my rounds are finished, not yet finished, and then I will say, okay, I will make it up tomorrow. No, sometimes it's okay, I will make it up tomorrow, I won't give up, I know, I will chant. You know, we feel ourselves so confident. So that is why, you know, Krishna prema janme teho punaha mukhya anga. Even when we achieve Krishna prema, still it is punaha mukhya anga, associating with the devotees. You know, we have such a legacy, we have such an example amidst us. We are so fortunate to have, you know, association of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. You know, see, I don't want to disclose some things, but I came to know how much Maharaj is, you know, unwell. What he is undergoing. Currently, none of us are undergoing. He has such a high fever. He is so unhealthy. You know, his age, his pressure. Still, he gave 3 hours time yesterday evening, you know, out of his gratitude for all the devotees. And still he comes for Mangal Aarti. He chants with the devotees. Is it required for him? You know, devotees, you are very familiar, you know, just we hear one mantra, you know, coming out of his lotus mouth. You know, it is so pure, you know, so intense. Never we, you know, heard him casually saying Hare Krishna. When he says Hare Krishna, it comes from the heart, you know. I mean to say, you know, we have such a legacy, such an example, that he always prepares to be, you know, in the association of devotees, chant in the association of devotees. That means he gives association, you know, that we should know. You know, once in the yatra, I think it was in 2009, Mayapur yatra. So that time Maharaj had a very high fever. Very, very, very high fever. You know, if we had high fever like that, you know, we would have not thought of getting up only. But still Maharaj came to chant with all the devotees in the temple hall in Sridhar Mayapur. And devotees told, oh, why Maharaj, you would have taken rest, you know, all those things. But Maharaj said, no, I want to chant with the devotees. So, that is the symptom of pure devotional service. So, Krishna prema janme teho punaha mukhyanga. Punaha, again. Why it is said again that, you know, we should not forget that, you know, it is for the beginners. You know, association with the devotees is for the beginners. Now I have become a devotee, I will, you know, give association. Actually, it is said, by devotees, Niranjan Maharaj. I think I heard from Gaurang Prabhu in one class that, our peer association should be, like 60%. We should associate. And with the higher devotees, 20%. And with our subordinates, only 20%. Most of the times, for the preachers, what it happens is, most of the times, we are with our subordinates. And then what? We develop superiority complex. And we take the association of, equals and the, senior devotees very lightly. We start thinking in the, just being with our subordinates, we start thinking that, we have become now pure devotees. Because the subordinates, they will always respect you. They won't oppose whatever you tell. They will, okay, Prabhuji, Hare Krishna. As you like, as you wish, we will do. Then we become, superiority complex. That is why, being peers, when we are with the peers, our friends, equals, then they will, point to us, our mistakes, our faults, they will drag us back to the track. That is why association of devotees is so important. Then in the Bhagavatam, Kapil Dev says, Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Muktes Tamo Dwaram Yoshitam Samasam Yoshitam Sangi Sangam. Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Muktes. The cause of liberation is service to the Mahantas, the pure devotees or the great devotees. Otherwise, everything in this material world, it drags us, back to the material consciousness. And it is said, Prasangam Ajaram Pasam Atmano Kavayo Viduhu Sayeva Sadhu Sukruto Moksha Dwaram Apavratam. So, in this material world, attachment is very hard to give up. It is like Pasham, it is hard not. But the great learned saints, they tell, that attachment, if we transfer it to Saveva Sadhu Sukrutu, a great devotee of the Lord, then what happens? This opens up the, path of liberation. Moksha Dwaram Apavritam. So, sometimes, when we are in not a very good spirit of Krishna consciousness, we start finding faults in devotees. Sometimes we say, why these devotees are like this? Why he is pushing me so much? Sometimes, I am giving my own example. I have thought to the extent that, why this devotee brought me to Krishna consciousness at the first place? Sometimes such, thoughts cross our minds because, we are not in a proper spirit of Krishna consciousness. Because we don't value the association of the devotees. But it is only the association of the devotees that which will, save us. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to say that, I see fault in others because I am honeycombed with faults. Because I am so much filled with faults, that is why I see faults in the devotees. He also used to say, if you understand the glory of the devotee sitting besides you, then he will paint. When devotees had conflicts, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to call them both together and he used to tell, please tell the, good qualities of, this devotee. Please tell the good quality of this devotee. They'll start, telling like that, one by one, when they speak about the good in other devotee, then they would understand the importance of that devotee, the glory of that devotee. Otherwise, what happens, we keep on finding faults. Sometimes, in the association of the devotees, we may find it difficult because, to deal with the people, it is difficult. Whether it is in the association of the devotees or whether it is outside the association of the devotees. Why? Devotees who are working in some, their workplace, they have difficulties there also. Difficulties are not only in the association of devotees. We think, especially in the Brahmacharya Ashram, because we don't deal with the outside world or workplace, we think, you know, dealing with Brahmacharis is so difficult. They are such, different species, total altogether. Like that we think. No, it is everywhere. Dealing with people is always hard. No, we can deal with some birds, we can deal with some animals. You know, many people nowadays, they keep cats and dogs, they deal with them because they just obey. But devotees, they correct us. That is why we feel, what is this? We point faults to the devotees. But we should understand that this is the blessing of the Supreme Lord that we are getting. Tatrapi durladam manne vaikunta priya darshanam. Just having darshan of the dear devotees of the Lord, it is so rare. Now what to speak of, getting their association. Very close association, especially in a temple setup, in an ashram setup. Many times we have many reasons to blame, but we should know the importance of a devotee. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, again we come across, the verse which says, Bhakta pada duli bhakta pada jal bhakta bhukta avasishta yaitina mahabal. In devotional service, to boost our devotional service, bhakta pada jala, bhakta pada duli, bhakta bhukta avasishta yaitina mahabal. They are very powerful tools to enhance our devotional service. Many times we have a common toilet bathroom before when we had, nowadays new ashram has come up, everybody has, attached bathrooms. I remember when, I was serving in Pune ashram, Radha Kunjbehari temple that time. We were 70 devotees staying, small three rooms, and the bathrooms, our washrooms are like a common washroom. And there were just this partition we have, a stone partition, not like here, that was very primitive. Stone partition, that stone partition will only protect your bucket from spilling the water, But when you are taking, water from the mug and you are putting on your shells, and all the water is mixing there, the devotees, who are bathing, he is putting his, you finished your, bathing and you are wiping your body, and that time, that devotee puts the water and that spills on your body. Sometimes you feel like, what is this? That bathroom was in such a position that if you put, water in Kashmir, that used to, the only drainage hole was on the Kanyakumari. From that side to this side, it used to come water, somebody is bathing there, the water will come here. If you have finished your bathing, still you have to go through that. Many times, pujaris and all, we used to think that how is it, how? No purification, we used to think. How to go to the altar? But that is a real purification. Bhakta bhukta, bhakta padaduli, bhakta padajal, bhakta bhukta avasishta yaitina mahabal. So it takes time to realize. When we are very closely knitted in the association of devotees, many times we complain. But, again and again, we have to remind ourselves that this is the path to liberation in the association of devotees. I know many devotees. We just have the example of that Nivrindavan devotee who was chanting 64 rounds, then ended up in a, fueling station, gave up all his chanting, everything. I know many, devotees from the ashram, who were little, impatient and, who separated themselves from the association of devotees in the name of preaching or anything. And now, few years, can't see them only. After few years, we can't find them only where they are. Very nice devotees when they were in the ashram, did nice service, everything. Of course, Neha Vikramana Ashosti, Patrevayana Vidyate, whatever devotional service we have rendered, it won't, diminish or it will not be lost. They will eventually come to Krishna consciousness, but you know, we should not take that chance. We should remind ourselves of the greatness of the association of the devotees always. You know, we should not become very, we should not take it for granted. You know, when Gopal Bhatta Goswami, when somebody used to point out mistakes in the devotees to him, he used to say, only thing I know is that he is chanting Hare Krishna. Only thing. You know, it is just a matter of time. Some devotees may be having some conditionings. Some devotees may be committing some faults also. But it is not in our purview to this thing. We do. If those who have adhikar, they can correct. You know, only thing we should see that he is chanting Hare Krishna. He is sincerely applying himself to the process. And one day he will be completely pure. You know, the devotees give the example of, you know, bathing. You know, somebody is, you know, just in the beginning of his bathing process, somebody has put on the soap. Somebody is, you know, now washing with the water again. Everybody is in different stages of devotional service. So that should not be a cause of our being gruntled with the association of devotees. So I pray to all the devotees that please, you know my nature, such an annoying personality. But still you keep blessing with your association, mercy. I pray that you please continue to give your shelter and correct me so that, give your, causeless mercy so that I won't, go away from the association of devotees. Always keep coming back to the Vaishnava shelter and, be blessed. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much for your patience listening over my broken words. And I know that I have spoken, beyond my realizations. These are all whatever, I heard from Maharaj and the devotees, and only hope of reminding myself and glorifying the devotees. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. We have very senior devotees here. If anybody has question, Rupa Raghunath Prabhu and Radhikesha Prabhu, they can answer. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.